Welcome into the Conversations with Carlisle here. I'm your host, Zion Brown, here with Ben Davis, head basketball coach, Don Carlisle. How are you doing today, coach?
Good afternoon, good people.
So usually we start with the first game of the weekend, but we'll just go ahead and start with that Attucks game. And Clay Butler hit the 18-foot shot to win the game in overtime, 69-68. Mm-hmm. And I want to start off just asking, what was your approach to not call a timeout after Attucks missed the free throw there?
I didn't want them to have the opportunity to set their defense up. So, I mean, there's two schools of thought there. You can call the timeout to set it up to make sure everyone is organized, or you can let it play out and hope that you prepared enough to be able to put yourself in positions to get a good shot. And we went earlier than what I wanted to go. Well, around the time, I thought I told him 12 seconds, and we went and got a layup. I thought he got fouled, but that it was about three calls that I felt like the ref swallowed their whistles on towards the end on our when we was driving to the basket, and Tion was thankfully in the right position to go grab the offensive rebound and kick it to Clay for the win.
Talk about the play that Tion had made. I know that was really a poised play for him to not just put it right back up and to look for Butler outside.
No, it was good, man. I thought that he played well all night. That's the reason why he got the minutes. He was able to start that game, and we went with him. You know, so on some part, Zane, he didn't do a thing, you know. It was disciplined a little bit on Zane, but at the same time, I thought that Tion is more mobile when it comes to playing the defense that I wanted to play in that game.
And so also in that game, Jaden Brewer led you guys in scoring, and he had a overall nice stat line, 23-8-4. What different element does he bring to the squad?
Well, it gives us another option on offense, and he's a senior, you know. Those guys, they're finding their way through, and Jaden, he's been in that position before. So we're able to put another ball handler on the floor, and we're able to initiate with him as well. So it takes some of the load off of Sheridan and Clay as far as ball handling. And he's kind of a one-man fast break, so he gets us in the mold to get easy buckets because he's a willing passer first as well. So I just think that the more time that they get to spend and play with each other, the better we'll be as a unit.
Now we'll talk about the Friday night game at Carmel. You guys lost 67-41 against the Greyhounds there. What do you felt like went wrong on that night?
No energy. I'm thinking on all three levels, man. I don't know what it is. Some games we come out really, really flat. I thought that in the warm-ups I told the coaches we need to get the guys going because – we don't really have any energy. And in the JV game, they didn't really have much energy. So some games we get up for, and some games it's a struggle. So I think from start to finish, Carmel's a good team, but we really didn't show up with our energy and our effort in that game. I was more disappointed on how we showed effort-wise and energy-wise as opposed to whatever Carmel did to take us out of what we was trying to do.
Do you feel like that lack of energy – is something that happens more on road games due to the bus rides and whatnot?
No, I'm not an excuses type of coach. I believe the players win and coaches lose. I just didn't do a good enough job of getting those guys prepared. So we got back to the drawing board and we got on them on Saturday, especially in shoot around, especially with the game change. I thought that especially how the game went for us last year versus Attucks. I thought that they did a good job of locking in and taking what we had as far as game plan and putting it into action. We did a pretty good job.
And then tomorrow night you guys will play a rescheduled game against Franklin Central at Franklin Central. Mm-hmm. So when you look at that Flashes team, what do you think they do well?
Man, they got the big guy in the middle. He's really pretty athletic, and he attacks. He's always in constant attack mode. And they have a really good guard who had 20-plus on us last year. So they're a tough team, a solid team. They will have to play well, of course, on the road to go out there and come out with a victory. But I believe that if we do the things that we're capable of doing and plan the way that we're capable of playing, then we'll have a great opportunity to come out with a win.
And then on Saturday afternoon, you guys will go and play Avon. The Orioles, kind of similar to the Flashes, they a lot different team than they were a year ago. So mm-hmm. Right now, what do you think about the Orioles and what they do well?
You know, they went in and played well against Brownsburg. So I think they're kind of similar to us. some games you come out because they just got beat by Decatur Central in their last game. You know, we had a really good game against Decatur Central. So those type of games could be trap games for teams, especially in the situation that we had. We beat Decatur pretty bad, and then Decatur beat them. So, you know, you have to make sure that those guys are preparing the same way to get out there and show well. And we always kind of struggle in that Avon game because it's always an early game. We play at 1:30, 12 and 1:30. So those games are always difficult because you get out of your normal routine. And it's a game that's on the road too. So everything gets shifted up a little earlier, and we have to make sure that the guys are locked in. But since we don't play that Friday game that we usually do, I think that that'll bode well for us. So we'll be able to get the guys off their feet early and get them some rest, so we'll be ready to go on Saturday.
So what do you feel like are some of the main things you'll have to do to beat Avon overall?
It just depends on how they play. I mean, a lot of games this year they play zone, but recently they've been playing man. So if they play zone, then we're going to have to execute against the zone. If they play man, then we're just going to have to do the things we've been doing all year and just be good at it. So for me, I think it's a game that's winnable, and I think it's a game that we have to win going into this last month of the season, trying to get ready to peak for tournament play. So these games that we play tomorrow, the game that we have on Saturday, and going forward, we play Covenant that following week and LN. Those are great games for us leading into the tournament.
So right now, as like you said, last month of the season, as we winding down the stretch here of the regular season, what things do you feel like your team needs to work on to be a legit threat come tournament time?
Man, we just got to be consistent, you know, because in the tournament, if you lose that one, then it's over. So
right.
you don't have a day that you can come in and be flat and not play well against a team that you should beat. So that's the one thing that we struggle with all year, but especially being a younger team, those are things that you have to deal with. But I think going into this, like I said, the end of this month, finishing these games out, of course, we at the beginning of February, but I think we have 7 games left. So if we can turn it around and make sure that we play well, regardless of however the outcome is, just play well, play hard for the rest of the year, I think we'll give ourselves a great opportunity to be successful and win another sectional championship.
All right, well, thank you as always, Coach Carlisle, and good luck this week.
Thank you.
This has been the Conversations with Carlisle.